Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Scott Eckersley, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Well, I wasn't sure how to pronounce our next guest name, and couldn't decide. Two options, and I would have been wrong in either one. So very happy to welcome Sarah Terramy, Michigan State University graduate, now with the Big Ten Network. And we're going to talk a little bit about BTN's Student U. Hello, Sarah. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, how often do you get your name mispronounced?
Pretty often.
Yeah, okay.
Well,
I fell into that trap, unfortunately. Tell us a little bit about the Big Ten Network and how you got associated with it.
Well, I worked for Michigan State Sports Broadcasting for 3 years while I attended school.
And you're a Lansing native, right?
Yeah, I went to Lansing Eastern High School.
Okay.
And so got involved at Michigan State. And when Big Ten got started, they were in and out of the Breslin Center and Spartan Stadium and just started working with them here and there. And they introduced the Flypack, the mini TV truck in 10 cases, which is the Student U program.
Mm-hmm.
And I started working and producing those games and got started networking with Big Ten.
Student U, can you explain that to our listeners?
Yeah, Student U is a student-ran program for programming on Big Ten Network. It's sporting events that you won't typically see, like wrestling matches. We did some volleyball games. They're all games that you won't typically see that students run, and they're on the web stream that will be played back later to the live network.
How did this change your life, this experience?
Well, it definitely was a great opportunity to network with the people at Big Ten Network to get my feet kind of wet and in the door. It definitely made my senior year a lot more busy. It was all about Big Ten Network and all these events. We probably did 15 women's basketball games. So it was always busy, always something every night. So
you just received your degree at telecommunication?
I did, from Michigan State.
Okay. All right. A year ago, what were you thinking you would be doing right now?
Well, I was still working for Michigan State Sports Broadcasting, and I had worked with other networks when they came in, and I wanted to produce live events, and I wasn't sure how I was going to get there yet, except for keep plugging away. And when Big Ten Network came in with this opportunity, I think it pushed me out the door a little bit faster. So it showed me the way to go.
A lot of people do not understand the whole Student U concept, and they think that every time the Big Ten Network comes in, they've got an A-team of broadcasters and producers. What's the most important thing you learned about broadcasting and about yourself in the past year?
Oh, well, it definitely takes a lot more than what you seem to think they do. They come in a day, and the truck goes up, and the cameras go up, and the show goes on. Working on this Student U production, I probably spent a week or two before an event preparing and planning and getting my announcers ready, my talent, getting my crew ready to understand what the show was going to be. It became a whole new site to the production. It wasn't just the game anymore. It was a process, an experience.
All right, we have seen these giant mobile trucks that come up for a full-scale production. What's a fly pack?
The fly pack is basically 10 cases that everything in a normal TV truck, well, a limited version of a TV truck has. It has everything from your server to connect to Chicago, your switcher, your cameras, and all the cables. But it's only 10 cases. So it's a very condensed version that travels, from Jenison to the Breslin Center to Spartan Stadium and back.
How were you chosen for this position? It would seem like a lot of students would love to take advantage of this opportunity, and a lot of them love Big Ten athletics.
Right. Well, working at Michigan State in the sports broadcasting department definitely put me in the right direction. There was probably 10 to 15 of us at Spartan Vision at Michigan State, the sports broadcasting department, that were able to work on the Big Ten. And these were mainly your older students or your more advanced students understood what this was going to have to take.
Okay, last year, 177 events for BTN Student U. This year, they're planning more than 400 events. That's nearly 40 per school. Lot more opportunities for a lot more kids?
Well, yeah. When Big Ten started, there wasn't a fly pack at every Big Ten school. There was only five or six fly packs, and it was in the budget for this year to have more. So more games being played and being played on the Student U network, it's just going to be spread out between more schools, if that makes sense.
Okay, now
it's going to be a little bit easier.
These are paid positions, but not enough that you can retire, right?
Not enough to retire, no.
What does this mean in terms of entry-level position with the Big Ten Network then? Do you move up on the pay scale?
I definitely move up on the pay scale. I started actually working for the full-scale productions for Big Ten Network in the giant TV trucks that you see come in. I produced a softball game on May 1st for Big Ten Network.
Okay.
And worked in the truck as an assistant director for other events. And I have games scheduled in October to produce for Big Ten Network again.
You were the technical director for the University of Michigan spring football game, is that right?
I was, and I was also the producer for the Michigan State spring football game.
Okay. Well, you saw both spring football games, as I did. Do you have any comparisons you can draw? You're a sports expert at this point, I guess I'd have to say, for someone your age.
Yeah, I mean, it would be hard, I think, to compare those two games, though, just for the sake that Michigan State played an actual game and Michigan just ran drills. So I think it would be a little bit hard to compare the two. I would definitely say Michigan State looks a little bit more ready, but I also bleed a little green, so... We'll see what happens.
Scott and I were there, and we were still trying to figure out the scoring system for the Michigan game. We sat there through most of it trying to figure out who was going to get points and how many as something happened out on the field. It was kind of convoluted that way. But in terms of your future now, Sarah, where do you go from here?
Well, I'm going to continue to freelance with Big Ten and kind of work in this area in East Lansing, hopefully work in Ann Arbor for a little bit.
Okay.
And see where that can go. My goal is to produce live events, and I think I'm in the right direction for that with games booked, and I'm going to continue to push forward in that sense. So,
Sarah Taremi, our guest, recent Michigan State University grad in telecommunication, Lansing Eastern product, and MSU grad. And Sarah, we will see you around the Big Ten.
All right, thanks.
We'll be back in just a couple of moments, and we're going to talk some Tigers baseball. I'm going to chat with our good friend Drew Sharp from the Detroit Free Press, always outspoken, and he got a very strong take on what the Tigers need to do. we don't talk about the Lions need to do. We'll be right back with more with Drew Sharp coming up in just a moment. Jack Ebling here with Scott Eckersley, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS.